This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's biggest independent bookseller, The Tattered Cover, is in bankruptcy. But it's a different story for smaller stores, according to the director of an industry trade association. Heather Duncan is the director of the Mountains and Plains Booksellers Association. She says the group's membership is up 30% since 2020.
We were expecting stores to struggle through the pandemic. A remarkable number of them didn't and actually thrived. And we're seeing people choose to open bookstores at a rate that we have not seen in many years.
Duncan said many owners have adopted new business models, such as mobile stores. Denver police released new details about a pair of officer-involved shootings that occurred on the same day this month. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
On October 19th, officers shot a man who pointed an air pistol that looks exactly like a real gun at them. The suspect is expected to survive. A few hours later, at the Whole Foods downtown, an officer shot once and missed a man who was coming at them with a knife. Denver Police Chief Ron Thomas.
Certainly a concern. I don't think that it's anything that any officer looks forward to doing, having to use force.
Thomas said the proliferation of guns in Denver was his primary concern. He said the department has recovered a record number of illegal firearms this year. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A lawsuit that seeks to keep former President Donald Trump off Colorado ballots next year is being heard in a Denver courtroom this week. The judge will decide whether Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election qualify as insurrection, which could bar him from holding office under the 14th Amendment. This is CPR News and KRCC. Coming up next, it's On Point. Stay right here.